the plan would have returned to the system that was in place for several decades in Wisconsin, where the Natural Resources Board appointed DNR secretaries. Backer said going back to that system would insulate secretaries from political influence when they make long-term decisions involving the environment. Doyle never promised to veto this bill, but his move this afternoon was hardly surprising. Even though he used to support this change, the governor has said he opposed the idea for most of this year. But the bill's assembly author, Madison Democrat Spencer Black, said he was still disappointed.
I was hoping that the governor would listen to the fact that virtually every Democrat in both houses of the legislature voted for this bill, and that he would put aside his recent change and stick with the position that he had when he ran for governor, when he was attorney general, that he thought it was very important to have an independent DNR.
Black will ask the assembly speaker to try and override the governor, a move that would take a two-thirds vote in both the assembly and the Senate. That margin is questionable in the assembly, where support dropped off after senators changed the plan to require Senate confirmation of DNR secretaries. In Doyle's veto message, the governor said the major environmental steps the state had taken in the past 7 years, including expanding the stewardship program and toughening mercury standards, could not have been achieved by a board-appointed secretary. Doyle also said a secretary appointed by the governor ensures a direct line of accountability for citizens concerned about natural resources. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.